The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Todd Wilkerson, and sometimes for fun, I lose a lot of weight and then find a huge, strong raccoon. And I leap on his back, naked, and go for a fun raccoon ride through the woods. You should try it. You get to see the world from a raccoon's perspective. It's not easy losing the weight, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And now, Eric Metaxas.
I know that Todd really does that, and it's hard to believe, but he's committed to it. He's committed to it. Loves the animals. Folks, in this hour, we're not going to talk about Todd Wilkerson, so stick around. We're talking to someone else. His name, we've had him on this program before. He's a friend, Justin Brierley. He is really the, how do I put this? He's the host, for example, of Premier Christian Radio's flagship apologetics and theology debate program, Unbelievable. It's called Unbelievable. And he's written a book, and there's a video series. He debates people on faith issues. And I really love talking to him, so I'll shut up. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me back on the show. It's great to be with you again.
And it sounds by your accent, it sounds like you're in England.
I am. I'm back in merry old England, merry as you like England. To call it, Eric.
Any particular any particular part of England?
Well, Unbelievable broadcast from London. So we're right in the heart of London here. We have our own radio station, Premier Christian Radio. And
it's pronounced Premier.
Oh, sorry. Thank
Premier,
you for the correction.
Premier Christian Radio. I'm happy to correct my friends. Premier Christian Radio. And what is Unbelievable? Or what is the title, Unbelievable?
Well, Unbelievable comes with a question mark at the end, and it's really a show that's been running on our radio station and online and via podcast for a number of years now, in which I sit down with a Christian and a skeptic and debate the claims of Christianity. So we've had some of the best-known atheist and skeptical names in the world on the show, and we've had some brilliant Christian thinkers over the years. And we debate apologetics, theology, the evidence for God, scripture, history, ethics, science and faith, you name it.
Haven't you come to see that it's all just a bunch of fairy tales designed to manipulate the masses? Haven't you finally figured that out?
Well, that's certainly what a lot of my 80s listeners would like me to have figured out by now, but it just hasn't become apparent to me. In fact, as we've spoken before on your show, Eric, I wrote a book kind of detailing my experiences of hosting the show and why, after 10 years of having all these conversations with atheists, I'm more convinced of the case for Christianity than ever.
Well, that's what seems to happen. The more I have looked into the Christian faith and the Bible, it's astounding. Now I just don't have any real doubts. I mean, it's the evidence is so overwhelming just because one has questions. I mean, I have questions about how a car works, but I still jump in and drive it, you know. So when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask about the carburetor. But until then, it's sufficient for me. So the title of your book is Unbelievable?
That's right. Unbelievable. Why, after 10 years of talking with atheists, I'm still a Christian. And very much what you're saying there rings true for me as well, Eric, in as much as it's not that we cease to have any questions or mysteries, but when I put Christianity next to another worldview like atheism or naturalism, I just find there are so many glaring gaps in that philosophy that actually Christianity tells a very compelling story in comparison to it. And I think that's often what we're doing. We actually have to weigh the two options up and decide which makes most sense of the world around us.
And you have debated many people and spoken to many people like Richard Dawkins and others. What have you been working on lately?
Well, the latest thing really is a big project that we began this year as part of Unbelievable. It's called The Big Conversation. We were fortunate enough to have a grant from the John Templeton Foundation last year towards what we do. And they're really all about, as an organization, opening up the big questions around science and faith. And So we've put together a special video debate series, which we're in the middle of airing at the moment, with some of the biggest names across the Christian and atheist spectrum. So I'm sitting down with some of these big names and talking through issues around faith, belief, science, philosophy, and so on. So we kicked it off at the beginning of June, actually, with a tremendous episode of the program. Someone who I'm sure you've heard of, he's been such a big figure recently, Jordan Peterson joined me on the show. And he was in debate with atheist Susan Blackmore, and they were debating the psychology of belief and whether we need God to make sense of life. And Jordan Peterson, although he's hard to categorize in terms of his religious views, he's very much defended the idea that we do need God to make sense of life. He's very much on the side of theism and Christianity, and very much came in defense of the idea that we need, you know, that atheism has been a disaster when it comes to political issues and nationhood and so on, and that if we learn anything from the 20th century, it's that we need the Judeo-Christian ethic that has formed the West. And so it was a really interesting debate between them on that particular issue.
And Jordan Peterson, he's very coy in the sense that because he is this big deal academic, he plays it coyly as far as his faith is concerned. He doesn't claim to have any particular faith, but it seems that you can't have no faith and believe some of the things that he believes.
Yeah, I did quiz him on where he stands on the issue of faith himself, and he was saying, I live my life as though God exists. I think he's sort of still in the phase of not being quite sure whether he can commit himself to a kind of orthodox Christian view. Though he did say he is in the process of looking into the, you know, the evidence for the resurrection and that kind of thing. So I think he's on an interesting journey, and I'm happy to see him as a sort of traveler on the path, if you like, someone who I think has a lot of important things to say, actually, to Christianity and to atheism. And it's interesting to see the way he's sort of has gained respect in both Christian and secular circles, because he seems to be able to have a foot in both camps at the moment and say things to both camps. So he's an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, he's a remarkable figure and thinker. I heard him here in New York some months ago, and I had zero exposure to him before that. I just knew his name, and I was tremendously impressed with the quickness of his mind and his ability to frame things. Now, the big conversation, as you call it, is this available? Can people look at this yet?
Yeah, absolutely. With the first three episodes have already gone online, and they're all available at thebigconversation.show. That's the website where we're hosting these conversations.
Thebigconversation.show.
That's right, thebigconversation.show. There's also ways to engage with the program via our app, which you can download as well. Now that's part of this new series. We're making all the unbelievable content available through an app. There's also various articles and other features, and an unbelievable newsletter. That's a new thing as well. We're encouraging people to get involved that way, and they'll get regular updates and bonus content. Again, that's all available from thebigconversation.show, and that's where you can watch these videos. The second one in the series, another well-known name in the world of atheism, Steven Pinker, joined me for an edition of the program. He's the Harvard sort of cognitive psychologist who's very much made a name for himself in being fairly anti-religious in many of his views. He came on with a Christian thinker called Nick Spencer to debate whether science, faith, and humanism have replaced faith, which is essentially the contention of Pinker's new book, Humanism Now. Enlightenment Now, I should say. And that, again, was a fascinating, very high-level discussion debate between two very knowledgeable people. And I think Pinker was pleasantly surprised at the fact that he was meeting a very knowledgeable interlocutor in Nick Spencer, who really met his every challenge in terms of answering many of the criticisms and objections that Pinker had towards religion and towards its place in terms of human history and progress and so on.
I have to ask you, Justin, how did you get to where you are? In other words, were you raised as somebody who believed? How did it happen for you?
Well, my own personal story is that I was raised in a Christian family, so I, you know, by the grace of God, that was a wonderful thing, and I had an experience, if you like, of conversion myself in my late teens. But it was very much something that went hand in hand thereon with an intellectual journey. And so I went to Oxford University to study politics, philosophy and economics. And I very soon ran into some pretty hard-boiled skepticism, as you will, on those kinds of university campuses.
Yeah, yeah.
And so my faith was certainly tested in that sense. And that was really when I came across the intellectual arguments for Christianity, what is sometimes put under the umbrella of apologetics. So, I would say that my faith now is a combination of both, if you like, that experience and that spiritual side, but also this intellectual strand of Christianity, which I think makes sense for the mind and the intellect.
We love it. It's where we have you on. We're going to be right back with more Justin Barley. Stick around.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Virginia, don't let me wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about everything. It's the show about everything. And everything, when you're talking about everything, you start talking about things like what's the meaning of life? Does life have meaning? And to help us in the conversation, I'm talking to Justin Brierley, who is calling us from London. It's amazing that you can project your voice, Justin. I can hear you just as though you were in New Jersey or something.
It's extraordinary.
So if people want to find you, they can go to the bigconversation.show or Unbelievable. Does Unbelievable have a website?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You can also find us just by typing in Unbelievable Justin Brierley to Google. It'll take you to the show webpage. We get a lot of people who download the show as a podcast from week to week, and that's really been growing over the past few years. You know, we had over 3 million downloads of the show last year, and it's wonderful that we are reaching more and more people in North America as well through the show, people both Christians and non-Christians who download the show and want to engage with the show. So it's a very encouraging time.
I always feel that, later in life now, I have felt more and more that if somebody really has an open mind and they look at the evidence or they're given a presentation of the evidence, it's just staggering how most people will respond positively, but they don't get that opportunity typically. We live in a world that is by default secular. If you're flipping around on TV, you'll almost never bump into something like these conversations that you have had. It's just not something that one finds. It's something that I've been trying to do. We're talking to people at PBS. It's the kind of thing that I'm convinced people are looking for it. They're hungry for it. They want to know what's the point of life? Does life have meaning? And there's very few places that they can get a balanced view of what the Christian faith teaches, who is Jesus?
Absolutely, and we've been trying to create that kind of space where we can actually bring the Christian and the non-Christian together. I think, though, it does inevitably require a certain openness and open-mindedness on the part of the non-Christian to consider this. I mean, one of the things that's been interesting to watch with this big conversation series is we've been being able to put a lot of these clips up on our Facebook page and promote them to both a Christian and secular audience through Facebook. And it's just interesting to see the comments that come in underneath each video, because there are so many, well, just frankly, naive comments from many non-Christians who say, oh, it's all a load of rubbish, you know, science has disproved God, religion is just fairy tales, all of the typical, cliches, if you like. And you might think, well, we're past that, aren't we? But no, many people are still there. They've bought into this very widespread, easily dismissed secularism that exists. And I'm hoping that we can elevate the conversation a bit with these kinds of dialogues, because I'm not expecting the atheist or skeptic necessarily to be won over by simply watching one of these debate videos. But I don't think they'll be able to go away and say Christians are just people who believe in fairy tales or whatever, because actually these are sensible, mature, intelligent people who have obviously thought this through. And that alone, I think, can sometimes open a door to things of the spirit.
Well, it's interesting because we know that there are a lot of people with a lot of inchoate anger. They're just angry. I get those comments on my Twitter feed or on Facebook or over the transom, you know, an email. And you think, they really haven't thought this through. They're just bitter. Someone has hurt them. They bought into something. In other words, there's no peace and joy. There's anger. And I think that is a hint that they haven't found peace in their worldview. Maybe part of their anger comes from the idea that they don't think there is peace and meaning in life. And so they're bitter at anybody who would dare to imply it. It's so stupid. How dare you? It makes me sick. Shut up. But it's interesting to me that, again, we live in a culture where that kind of anger gets a lot of expression. People who haven't really been honest about searching. They may claim to have been, but when you talk to them for a few minutes, you realize they haven't been. The website that you're sending us to, which is thebigconversation.show, you've just got tremendous stuff there. Of course, you mentioned Jordan Peterson, Steven Pinker, Daniel Dennett, Darren Brown. It's very interesting to me that you've paired people up in this way. I love the fact that you have John Lennox there, one of my favorite human beings on the planet, debating with Michael Ruse. As you know, I do something somewhat similar to this with Socrates in the City. And I had two wonderful conversations with John Lennox, which people can watch at SocratesInTheCity.com. But there are very few people like John Lennox. He's magnificent. And I'm just so excited that you have that coming up. Is that going to be in September?
That's right, yes. We've actually just recorded that one recently. And in fact, that's one show that we did live. So most of the others are in a studio setting. This one we recorded at a venue in London just a week and a half ago. And that was with a live audience present, John Lennox, and Michael Ruse was the atheist guest. They just had a wonderful conversation. I, like you, Eric, love John Lennox. He's just the most affable, charming person. He's a great storyteller. He's a very winsome individual, but he's also got this huge intellect. And so he, for me, is, if you wanted the perfect apologist wrapped up into one person, it's John Lennox, basically. So we wish we could all be John Lennox, but we've only got one of him, and he fortunately made himself available for this series. And Michael Ruse is an interesting one. He's probably the nicest atheist I've ever met, to be honest, because he's similarly very jocular, very friendly, and they had a really warm, interesting conversation in which Michael Ruse essentially said, there are many things about Christianity I deeply respect and admire, but I've just never been able to be convinced myself. And I always joke with him, well, it's never too late, Michael. You know, he's into his late 70s now.
Yeah.
I always joke, maybe next time we talk, you know, we'll have managed to convince you. But it was a great discussion, science, faith, and the evidence for God. And while they had sincere disagreements, it was also a very pleasant exchange. And we can have those kinds of good-natured conversations, I experienced.
Well, that's the point. I think it's very important for us to model that kind of thing. I try to do that. I often fail, but I do try because I think that it's important for people to see that these things are too important to bicker over. We ought to really try to figure out what is right and what is true. And let's be honest about the things that we don't know. I mean, if somebody asks me, how can you know, what do you say about this? What do you say about that? Often my answer is and ought to be, I don't know. That's a question that I also have, but I have that question from a point of faith. You don't have to answer that question before you come to faith. You can come to faith just as you are, with your sins, with your questions. And that's something that one of the false views of Christian faith is that you've got to get yourself all cleaned up and answer every question. Otherwise, you've got no business going near it. It's crazy. That's not true.
I'd agree. And I mean, a good example of this was during the discussion, inevitably, as it often does, the problem of suffering and evil came up. And John just acknowledged that it is a huge question, one that doesn't have any easy answers. But he simply pointed the audience towards the fact that Christians believe in a God who came to be with us in this suffering, in a cross that will one day redemptively make sense of all the suffering we do experience, and pointed out simply that for the atheist, the fact that if you just dispel God, you haven't actually solved the problem of suffering. We still have the existential problem of suffering, but it's just simply a brute fact of our reality. There is no answer to it. And I think that for me is often the case, is that I'm not saying that I can perfectly explain all the mysteries in the universe, if you like, but I do believe that Christianity gives us a hope of one day coming to some kind of resolution. Whereas I think for many things, if you are an atheist, you don't have that kind of a hope, unfortunately. You don't have any kind of way in which you can necessarily come to terms with the fact of suffering, even if you eliminate God. You're still left in a world of cruelty. And for me, Christianity is all the more compelling because it gives us hope, essentially. And I think people have to have hope to make sense of life.
Well, that's right. And part of it, I've thought about this more recently because I've been involved with my friend Ken Fish and Deliverance Ministry and this kind of thing. But you start realizing a big part of the answer is called evil. There's evil in this world. The Christian story, the biblical story, says that there is evil, and the evilness of evil is something that we often discount. It is so horrible. It's far more horrible than someone dying of cancer. It is so wicked and cruel and sick. And when you begin realizing that we are battling evil, God is battling evil, the only question is, why hasn't he just wiped it out? That's a legitimate question. But somehow we are allowed to participate with him in doing all the things that we need to do. We're going to be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, having a wonderful conversation with Justin Brearley.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Sugar.
Folks, it's here from Texas Show. You know, we're having this conversation with Justin Brearley, but before we go there, I've got Albin in the studio here. Albin, whenever I hear the Archies, I think of Archie Bunker, and I think of a parody of conservatism. And then I think we need to know about true conservatism.
True.
We need to know about the founders. We need to know about American principles of self-government. And where do you go to get that?
Hillsdale!
In fact, you can go to the website MetaxasForHillsdale.com. If you go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, you'll get all that stuff. In fact, you can sign up for free and get a you can get a subscription to Imprimis every month.
Every month.
Single month. They don't miss a month. Every month, there it is.
And
it's a great essay or speech that they've printed. This month, it's a speech by Vice President Mike Pence.
That's
and we're
great.
Not talking about some vice president. We're talking about the actual vice president. He was the commencement speaker at Hillsdale, and he gave this incredible speech. That's what they have in Imprimis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read it, you got to go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. Folks, I'm telling you, don't make a mistake. Don't be a fool like I was. Sign up, MetaxasForHillsdale.com.
And real quick, every time I hear Sugar, Sugar by the Archies, I think of that's the song that broke up the Monkees.
That's not true.
No, it is. It is.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because they wanted to sing that song. They wanted it, they wrote it for the Monkees. The Monkees say, no, 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 that's too sugar sweet. Then they broke up over it.
I can't believe I didn't know that. And the Archies got it?
The Archies got it.
And the Archies don't even exist.
Anymore.
That's incredible. All right. Well,
that's it.
We're going to try to go back to a more substantive conversation now, and it'll be very easy following the conversation on the Archies. So we're talking to Justin Brierley. Justin, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric. And you learn something new every day. I did not know that was the reason that the Monkees broke up. But now I know.
I know. I always thought it was Yoko Ono. She broke up so many bands. She broke up so many bands. The Stones were
She's
on the rocks.
She's got a lot to answer for.
The Stones were on the rocks for years. They thought it was Anita Pallenberg and Brian Jones. No. It's always Yoko. Always Yoko Ono. I'm telling you. Eric Burdon and the Animals nearly broke up. It's just stunning. It's stunning the evil that Yoko did in breaking up so many great bands. All right, let's talk about Faith. We were just talking about you have this website which is thebigconversation.show. Thebigconversation.show, and you've got these wonderful things. It's a lot like what I do at Socrates in the City. In fact, I'm thinking of suing you, but I'm going to talk to you about that off the air because I don't want to be negative. No, it's so funny because I think that it makes me so excited because I know we need more of this, and I keep thinking I want to do so much more Socrates in the City because there is such a dearth of this kind of thing. Particularly on TV, PBS ought to be running this, the BBC, the Beeb ought to be running this kind of thing. I know that the Beeb is even more atheistic leaning than PBS, but it's about time that they understood that they have a job to do, and the job to do is to help people think through these things. So let's pray and hope that the BBC and PBS
I would absolutely love, you know, maybe in a second season of this to see maybe even, you know, something like Netflix, who knows, where we could see these kinds of substantive conversations take place. What's interesting to me is that there seems to be a renewed appetite for substantial conversations. I don't know if you've been seeing, but Jordan Peterson, who we mentioned earlier, has been doing a kind of stadium tour almost, debating some of the new atheists like Sam Harris and others. So, and I'd just like to see, you know, a real solid Christian defense be put forward to some of these people. And that's what I've been trying to do in my own little corner here, of actually engaging some of the big ideas and some of the big thinkers and saying, hey, there is a good Christian explanation for some of the things we experience in life. And that's what it's all about.
Well, as I was saying, it's something that I've done in my smaller way here with Socrates in the City. And I do want to encourage people, go to SocratesInTheCity.com, if only to see the extraordinary John Lennox. I was able to speak to him. This was last summer. I had to chase him to France. I was in Oxford. I was in Oxford a couple of years before. He wouldn't give me the time of day. And then finally, I found out he was going to be in France. So I cornered him in a meadow with a microphone. And it was really just incredible. He is so wonderful. So if people go to SocratesInTheCity.com, they can see my conversation with him. And when will you at thebigconversation.show be posting the conversation that you've got?
That John Lennox and Michael Ruse conversation releases on the 8th of September. So not too far away.
Oh, very soon.
We've got some other fantastic shows coming up in the rest of the year. In October, Daniel Dennett, who's kind of the foremost sort of materialist atheist philosopher of mind in the world, is joining me for a debate with Keith Ward, who's one of the primary Christian sort of philosophers of mind. And you know, this is one of those huge issues which I think is just fascinating, Eric. You know, what we all take for granted is that we take in the world via our four or five senses. But I think the most obvious evidence for God may be staring us all in the face and we don't realize it. It's this very thing of consciousness, which we know that atheism and alone cannot explain that the fact of consciousness, the way we experience the world. It's that whole question of how does the chemistry of our brain result in this very different thing that we call sight and sound and vision and thinking and experience of ourself. And I think that was an excellent discussion in which Daniel Dennett and Keith Ward come to the nub of the issue in saying, can an atheistic worldview explain consciousness? I think Keith Ward does a great job of showing some of the real problems that a naturalist atheist view of reality has when it comes to consciousness.
And there are huge problems. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back talking to Justin Brierley about the most important thing in the universe, meaning. What I love.
Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please do.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I don't want you just to say that.
No, I'm not just saying that. Please.
I want you to take off. You're not my employee right now. Okay. You're just a friend. Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please do.
Okay. Relief Factor is something that I take for pain. Okay, I have low-level pain. I'm not talking about searing, life-changing, horrible pain. Although, you know what? Now that I mention it, if you have low-level pain like a 2 or a 3 on the scale of 1 to 10, I think it does change your life because you just do things differently. You're, you know, so I take Relief Factor and I'm recommending it to my audience because if you're just taking it for granted that this is your new life, I would say don't. Relief Factor, these are botanicals. It's not like something toxic like Advil or whatever that's going to mess your liver if you mess up your liver if you take it over and over and over again. You can take this like crazy and it's totally safe. ReliefFactor.com is the website, ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.95. Within 3 weeks, you will know whether this works. I recommend it, folks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need new LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now and get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan is designed to help families make extra money working from home. Right now, we are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month by building their own home-based business. We'll teach you everything you need to know to get your business off and running. If you like working with people with similar family values, then you'll love the 3-Step Plan. You can work full-time or part-time. You choose your own hours so you can work around family commitments. If you have a cell phone and can send out email, you can succeed with the 3-Step Plan. Families from all over the nation have used the 3-Step Plan to make extra money, pay off bills, improve their lifestyle, and work from home. To check out the 3-Step Plan, go to 3stepplan.com. That's 3stepplan.com.
On September 17, 1787, Congress signed the U.S. Constitution, which defined our government and guaranteed our rights. Each September, we celebrate Constitution Day, and though the framers never imagined the cell phone, they did ensure your right to free speech and self-determination, which is exactly what Patriot Mobile is all about. Patriot Mobile celebrates the founding fathers and your values and is the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes while also providing you the same nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money and no hidden fees. So in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for $17.87 for your first month. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
You know I couldn't sleep, wouldn't sleep, tossing and turning about, thinking about the way it's been. Hey, it's been so hard to figure out. We go on sneaking around smoky places all over town. We go home and it's all over, baby, you know it's getting me down.
Hey folks, that's the Partridge Family. I'm Eric Metaxas and my guest is Justin Brierley. Justin, we were just talking about everything. We're talking about the meaning of life and how it's such an important thing. You were talking about Daniel Dennett and Keith Ward. That's going to be in October at the website, thebigconversation.show. And you said that Daniel Dennett is a materialist, a strict materialist who is claiming, as materialists do, that we are nothing but chemicals and that our brains are the same as our minds and our consciousness, which most people would realize is ridiculous. There's got to be – what is that spark of life? When someone dies and the brain becomes gray mush, which is going to rot, what is the difference in that moment? What has gone out of the person when the consciousness goes out? What has happened? It's fascinating to me that people are convinced that that's all there is. There's absolutely nothing to it. And the funny thing is Daniel Dennett looks so much like Plato, except for the glasses. But he looks like Plato. And even Plato understood. Plato, many years before Christ, understood that idea was not tenable, that there has to be something beyond the five senses. At some point, I think you said the four or five senses. Did you know that there are five now?
Yeah. I hear they added one more. Yeah.
Yeah. They discovered the olfactory sense. It was as plain as the nose on our faces, and we missed it all these years. It's incredible. And then you've got Andy Bannister. I know Andy. He's debating Peter Singer in November. But this really is wonderful. Is this sort of an ongoing series, or is this something that has an end? Are you doing it just for the year?
Yeah, so this is these six episodes, which we began in June and running to November, sort of once a month, are essentially that's a self-contained season, if you like, of this
Got
big
it.
Conversation. I mean, the weekly Unbelievable show continues as ever with conversations on all kinds of issues, but this was specifically ones on the whole area of science, faith, and philosophy. And as you say, that Peter Singer episode will cap it off in November, and that's very. I mean, Peter Singer, if anyone's familiar with him, he's probably the world's foremost atheist ethicist, very much doing ethics from an atheistic point of view. And that's led to some really interesting things, such as his view that it's permissible, for instance, to kill infants outside of the womb, if you know, circumstances mean that
when he kills and eats his mother, I will believe him. Otherwise, I think it's just sophistry. We had him here in New York at a Socrates in the City debate with Dinesh D'Souza. This is probably 7 or 8 years ago. But it is so fascinating because he does advocate. I mean, there's a certain level of courage in it. In other words, he takes the view that, there's nothing transcendent about human beings. Therefore, as he infamously wrote, a boy is a dog, is a pig. There's no difference between an infant human and a slug or a cockroach, for that matter.
And this is the thing, because he equates what he would call personhood and the value that then accrues with being able to be conscious and rational and make decisions and have purposes, then it does mean that an infant, up to, an age of two or three, is effectively more disposable because of that, because they don't have these. And the problem is that that's a perfectly rational point of view to take on his worldview, and in a sense I admire his logic and his willingness to go there, even though it chills me to the core, because I think most people think that doesn't make sense of the way I see humans. And I think it points us back to something very important, which is we all ultimately, well, most people at least, see that there's something about humanity that's important regardless of our mental abilities or anything else. And that is the fact that we're actually made in the image of God, that there's something special about us. And for me, that is so often where I go back to, you can be an atheist, but you've got to face up to the consequences of atheism. And I think Peter Singer is interestingly someone who does that, and not everyone likes where it goes.
Well, that's exactly right. I had Oz Guinness on this program very recently, and he was talking about a conversation that he'd had with Lord Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, and it was so fascinating. Sir Jonathan Sacks referred to the first verses of Genesis as the Magna Carta of humanity. In other words, that when you say that God created us in his image, it confers dignity and human rights. And I asked Oz, I said, is there any place that somebody who's an atheist that they can make an argument for human dignity and for human rights? And he said, frankly, no, there really isn't. And so when you're talking to somebody, whether it's a Pinker or a Dennett or a Singer, it's really interesting because you know that there's a fundamental uncomfortableness that they have, because what they're saying is the same thing that Hitler and Himmler and Goebbels were saying, that we can do as we like. If I have the power, I am the Übermensch, and I can crush those who have less intellect. It all follows logically. It's very chilling.
Yeah, and coming back to where we began with Jordan B. Peterson, this was his big thing as well. And what's interesting with him is as a psychologist and, you know, speaking into a largely secular world, he has pinpointed just how much we owe to the biblical foundations of our worldview. And so people like Singer and Dennett and others are swimming in the assumptions of our Judeo-Christian heritage, which have invested us with this idea of rights and human intrinsic worth. All of that is a result of our Judeo-Christian heritage and what the Bible says in Genesis about us being made in the image of God. None of it follows from some simple rational analysis of humans on a purely atheistic level. And I think that's the big thing, is so many atheists I meet don't realize just how indebted they are to the fact that they live in the West.
That's exactly right. Oz Guinness refers to it as the cut flower society. In other words, we've cut ourselves off from our roots, and we're pretending that we can have all these things independent of these Judeo-Christian roots, and in fact, we cannot. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Justin Brierley. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, burns, burn, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and Supertramp is talking about what we're talking about, the limits of logic, the limits of the material world. Supertramp said it. Now we're talking about it. We have a few minutes left with Justin Brierley. Justin, what are you working on these days? You have this weekly show, don't you?
Yeah, well, the show continues and continues to pick up steam all the time. Just outside of this big conversation series within it, we just had a fantastic video debate that we've put up on our website between N.T. Wright, the well-known biblical scholar, and a young historian called Tom Holland. Now, I say debate, it was actually a very congenial discussion, because Tom Holland is an agnostic, but a very popular historical writer here in the UK. And what's interesting is, in the last few years, he's increasingly been writing about the way that he's discovered the way that Christianity changed the world in all kinds of ways. And he has very much come out against the new atheists to say, if you think that all of your beliefs in human dignity and rights is simply down to some kind of, you know, the Greeks or the Romans, go and look at history. I've looked at it, and those were the most cruel, barbaric places to live. I wouldn't want to live in that society. But Christianity came, and it changed the world. And they had this fabulous discussion on the way the Apostle Paul, as Tom Holland put it, created a depth charge that we're still feeling the ripples of across Western society. And I love those conversations, because there you've got an agnostic who's basically playing the role of a Christian apologist, saying this has made all the difference. And I love creating conversations between people who you wouldn't necessarily expect to come alongside Christianity, but who end up actually, you know, being often collaborators in this effort.
Well, again, I think that my hat off to you for creating a public space for these kinds of conversations. I do believe people are very hungry for this. It's something that I continue to do in a small measure, and want to do in a much greater measure, because the hunger out there for meaning, for truth, for conversations that respect us, respect our doubts, the hunger is huge, and it's really in very, very rare, limited supply. I mean, it's almost non-existent here in the American landscape, the media landscape. So I just think it's important, and I want to tell people again, go to the bigconversation.show, and there's so much to see there. I can't wait to see the Daniel Dennett one. He doesn't just look like Plato, he looks like Santa Claus. And I'm thinking that I have to ask you, because you were there, when the conversation was over, did he take his mic off and spring into his sleigh and be whisked into the heavens back to the North Pole? You could tell me, because not many people are listening right now.
I don't think Daniel Dennett believes in Santa Claus, unfortunately.
Of course, because he is Santa Claus. I submit to you that, in fact, it is he who is Santa Claus, and he's been playing us for fools all these years. It's incredible.
Maybe you're right, Eric. You're right.
I'm not going to go out on a limb here, but I'm pretty sure that he's Santa Claus. Well, we are out of time. Justin Brierley, just magnificent always to speak with you. Congratulations on this wonderful series. You are to be commended, and I do commend you. The Big Conversation dot show. Thank you, and we will be back with you another time. We've got to keep this conversation going. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.